If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, April 6th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a big matchup in the National League across Major League Baseball today. We've had quite a few rainouts, so check all the games for today. We start off with, I think, 10 games, and we're down to only 3, 4, 5, 6 overall. So each game here should be even more heavily bet than the others, with fewer to choose from. But for the game of the night, we're going to look toward Washington Nationals visiting the Colorado Rockies. This game, first pitch is 4:10 p.m. this afternoon. And currently we have Colorado listed as a minus 150 home favorite, with Washington a plus 135 road dog, and a high total, of course, it's at Coors, a high total of 11. Now going into this matchup, the Nationals are 1-5. They just got swept by the Rays. They fell 7-2 yesterday, failing to win as a plus 225 home dog. Similarly, the Rockies, 2-4. They just dropped four straight, and they just fell, and they just dropped a two-game series to the Dodgers, losing 5-2 on Tuesday as a plus 205 road dog. So in today's first game opener here of this new series, we're seeing Washington hand the ball to Josiah Gray, a young righty pitcher here who they got in the trade with the Dodgers last year. He's 0-1 so far, though. Got lit up in his first start. He's got an ERA of 9. And he'll now be facing Colorado's lefty starter, Kyle Freeland, who had a really good start, his opening start here. 1-0, 0.00 ERA. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, a lot of respected money going with the Rockies at home. We've seen the Rockies open as low as a minus 125, minus 130 home favorite. And now, pros have continued to steam Colorado. Colorado is now up all the way minus 125, minus 130, all the way to minus 150. You're seeing some shops even creep up higher. I see a minus 155 out there. So pretty much from as soon as this line dropped and opened, it's been all movement and liability toward the Colorado Rockies. Now, one big advantage that the Rockies have in this one is a rest-first-tired advantage. I know the season just started here, but you tend to see a big advantage when one team had the day off the previous day versus the other team having to play the previous day. So that's exactly what you're seeing here, as Colorado was off yesterday, but the Nats played at home against Tampa Bay and lost 7-2. Now they have to travel and go to Colorado, whereas the Rockies were completely off and didn't play at all yesterday. So in that situation, when you have a favorite coming off a day off against a team who played the previous day, those rested favorites versus the tired dogs are 282 and 178, 61% since 2018. Also, we see this as the, or this is going to be the home opener for the Rockies. Colorado, who's been on the road the entire year, now finally has their home opener. And we did see last year, Colorado, they were terrible on the road. That's it's kind of crazy. No matter what year it is, it's always Colorado, pretty competitive at home. They know how to play in the rarefied air, in the altitude, and pretty terrible on the road. It's been that way pretty much my whole life. I'm 35 years old. Even back in the day with Dante Bichette, you know, these and Andre Scalarraga, this was still the same thing here. But anyway, if you look at last year, Rockies had a losing record, but they're actually a winning team at home. They're 41-40 at home last year. Meanwhile, Washington, one of the worst teams on the road last year. They were 29-52 on the road last season. And in addition to this line move here and rest advantage for Colorado, we're also seeing some respect and money go over in this one. This total opened at a high 10.5. You can always tell if it's a Coors Field or not. Cover up the names of the teams. If it's a total of, you know, double digits, 10 or higher, typically it's going to be a Coors Field game, unless it's like a Chicago Cubs or White Sox wind blowing out kind of game. But anyway, this total opened at 10.5 and immediately got hit to the over. So now it's up to 11. And now you're 11.5 under minus 115, minus 120. So it might creep back down to 10.5. But that early move was toward the over here. And this is notable because if you look at totals so far this season, in which the line either stays the same or rises, so either stays exactly where it's at or it ticked up, those overs are 36-23 this year, 61%. And currently we do have 62% of bets, but 88% of the money on the over. So it tells me that kind of public slightly to the over, but a lot of respect to money going over. And that makes total sense here. Obviously in the rarefied air, it's going to be about... The weather's not, you know, great for an over at Coors Field. It's going to be about 55 degrees. Wind is kind of blowing right to left around 5 miles per hour. So it's not like one system that I love is late season Coors Field overs when it's, you know, hot 80, 90 degrees and, you know, the air is very, you know, kind of humid. That's when you really tend to see the ball fly out of there. So it's not really a weather-based over, but maybe with the pitching matchup. And again, this immediate move to the over looks like some respect to money over. But I'll give you this piece of advice. If you like the over, I wouldn't play the 11 over. I think you might be able to see this thing creep back down to a 10.5. Anytime you see it, you know, open, tick up a run, tick up a half run, where's the juice? Right now it's 10.5 up to 11, but all these 11s are minus 120 to the under, like it may fall back down to 10.5. So I didn't play the total, but if you do like the over, I'd probably wait, shop around, see if you can get over 10.5. But I like the Colorado Rockies in this one. I know it's kind of two bad teams going head-to-head. Yeah, how can you lay a minus 150 with Colorado? They stink. Well, the lesser of two evils, and they have a big sharp line move in their favor. So I'm liking Colorado here at minus 150, 410 first pitch against the Washington Nationals. Big matchup here in the National League.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, now let's go to the American League and go to a earlier start today, 2:10 p.m. first pitch between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Kansas City Royals. Currently, we have Toronto listed as a big minus 205 road favorite, with Kansas City a plus 190 home dog, and the total in this one is a much lower total. It ain't Coors Field, a lower total of 8. So going into this matchup, this is actually the fourth game of a four-game series. The Blue Jays are 3-3. They've taken the first two games, two of the first three games in this series. Toronto won 3-0 yesterday, shutting out Kansas City, taking care of business as a minus 195 road favorite. And you're looking at the matchup here pitching-wise. You have the Jays going to Kevin Gausman, who was a free agent pickup a couple years ago, I gave big money to. He's 0-1, but he has a 0.00 ERA. Pitched very well in his first start, just didn't get any run support. Meanwhile, the Royals, who are 1-5, they counter with Jordan Lyles, also picked up in the offseason, 0-1 with a 1.69 ERA. So both pitchers have pitched pretty well here to the open, or for their first start here, both making their second start now. What have we seen across the board here? Well, as we just talked about, a lot of steam with Colorado, ton of steam here toward the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays opened as low as a minus 180 road favorite, And again, you see a big number, minus 180, and you say, hey, maybe there's an opportunity here to bet a dog at a good plus money number. But that's not what pros are saying. Pros are saying, hey, even though it's a high number, we should hammer Toronto in this one. So after opening at minus 180, the Blue Jays have now been bet up all the way to minus 205. So a big steam move here in favor of Toronto. Kind of a sharp kind of thinking here of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Who, again, Toronto's taken two of the first three games of the series, looking to take three of four. Obviously a playoff team, playoff hopeful with Kansas City, more of a cellar dweller team. But anyway, if you look at road favorites who made the playoffs the previous season against teams who missed the playoffs the previous year, this would match on Toronto today. Those teams are 274 and 169, 62% since the start of last team. So it's been a pretty good angle there to back that team who made the playoffs versus the team that did not. Kind of tells you that you're, you know, a better club here, just all the way around, offense, defense, you know, pitching, everything. Also, you look at a couple statistical advantages here for the Jays. Big advantage at the plate. The Jays, we all know their lineup is great, but they're hitting .292 to start the year. So really good starters here, or starter for, really good start for your hitters. You look at the Royals, they're only hitting .155. So we have one team with red hot bats, the Jays. We have one team who's way below the Mendoza line, only hitting .155 here. Also, you have Toronto with the more rested bullpen. Over the last three games, Toronto's bullpen has pitched 8.1 innings. Last three games, Kansas City, their bullpen has pitched 11 innings. So big steam move here to Toronto. I'd be looking to lay it with the Jays. I know it's a big number, but of course, BetTris versus Bet to Win. I'm not risking minus, you know, 2.05 units to win one unit. I'm just trying to risk one unit as I do every single play, trying to get about a half unit back here. Also, keep an eye on the total in this one. We've seen this tick down quite a bit. Total open at 8.5. A lot of these books are 8.5 under. Minus 115, minus 120. That's what it was when I went to bed. But now I woke up this morning, and now I'm seeing all these books now creeping down to 8. So again, I think when you're betting totals, it's really critical getting that half run. I'll give you a perfect example. Yesterday, I took the over in the LA Angels-Seattle game, over 7. But that was 7, 7.5, 7, 7.5, pretty much all day. Kept going back and forth. But I took over 7. And I said, hey, I got to get the 7 if I'm going to take the over. If I get the 7.5 and it's a 4-3 game, I lose. 4-3 game with a 7, I would push to my over. So what happened? I ended up pushing my bet. Bet over 7, landed 7. However, if I had gotten a bad 7.5, I would have lost that game. So per example here in this spot, you know, if you like the under, you really want to grab these totals and these hooks on these numbers relatively quick, either the overnight line or early in the morning before it moves. So what I'm getting at is a lot of respect and money seem to like this KC Toronto under 8.5. Now it's down to 8. So if it was a, you know, 5-3 game, you would cash your under 8.5. Now 5-3 game, you'd push your under 8.5. By the way, not crazy weather here, but about partly cloudy, 50 degrees, wind blowing in around 5 miles per hour for Kansas City. So a little bit of lean there to the under. If you look at the bet splits, also pretty good discrepancy to the under. Only 48% of bets are taking the under, but 61% of the money is on the under. So decent sharp money discrepancy there, contrarian sharp money discrepancy toward that under. But I'm looking toward the Toronto Jays here. Big steam move, looking to back these red hot bats against Kansas City. And a big 2:10 showdown, 2:10 p.m. today, first pitch, Toronto and Kansas City, big American League matchup. The return of Major League Baseball is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
All right, for Josh's Sweats, my first two official bets, I kind of hinted at them. I am on the Colorado Rockies at minus 150, kind of a lesser of two evils play. Feels like a big number on a team that's not very good, but I think it's a pretty good number, or pretty high number for a reason here. So obviously huge steam, minus 125, minus 130, now up to minus 150. And then I love that system match, that rest versus tired. If you were a favorite off a day off versus a team who had to play, second leg of a back-to-back, 61%. Over the last few years here. So I'm on Colorado at home. Let's go Freeland, minus 150. And I'm also on the Toronto Blue Jays. Again, BetTris versus Bet to Win, but another big steam move here toward Toronto. We have the better bats here, obviously, and looking to take 3 out of 4. We saw that open around minus 180. Now it's up to minus 205 Toronto. So I'm on Toronto minus 205, and I'm on Colorado at minus 150. And then last play of the night, Let's go to the NHL. It's slim pickings here in MLB. We got a lot of rainouts. There are fewer games on a Thursday getaway day to begin with. But the NHL, it's a packed slate. 14 games overall. And I'm going to go to the biggest one of the night, which is not too far from where I work from home here, from where I live in Westford, Mass. We're going to the Garden tonight. Let's go to the Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I'm going to take the Bees. Give me the Bruins tonight at minus 155. I like the Bruins in this spot at home against Toronto. 7 o'clock. Puck drop here. So right off the bat, it's not a huge line move system. Bruins open around minus 155. They're still around minus 155. So it, unlike our baseball games we talked about, Colorado, Toronto, it's not a huge steam move toward Boston. But there are a couple reasons to like the Bruins in this one tonight. Number one, recent play. And not just recent play, but play the entire season here. The Bruins are 10-1 their last 11 games. They're 60-12-5. Meanwhile, Toronto, 46-21-10, but they're just 6-6 their last 12 games, so they've kind of been pretty inconsistent, .500. Meanwhile, the Bruins, who are chasing history, still have motivation here, even though they wrapped up the President's Trophy. They're chasing the ghosts of the Montreal Canadiens, who had the greatest regular season of all time, and back in, what was it, 77, something like that. So the Bruins, I think if they win something like three of their last five, they would set the all-time record here. So again, part of a team would have to think about when you wrap everything up, the one seed, the President's Trophy, do you rest guys? Well, you have seen the Bruins do that with guys like Patrice Bergeron getting some rest here. However, the reason to like the Bees, who, by the way, if you had bet $100 on every Bruins game this year, you take the Bees money line every game, you'd be up 17 units. $100 bet would be up almost $1,700 taking the Bees. What a great money maker that they've been. But the angle here to me would be a rest versus tired angle. This, to me, is the edge of the Bruins. Despite not having the line move, you got a rested Bruins squad. The Bruins, who, again, are 10-1 in their last 11, they haven't played since April 2nd. So they've been off for 4 days. That's a long break. Typically, when you get deep into the NHL season, your schedule gets really, you know, jam-packed, a lot of games late in the year to finish up the schedule. Well, the Bruins have been off for 4 days. They haven't played since Sunday. Meanwhile, Toronto, they played on Tuesday. So it's a 4-day rest advantage for Boston, or a 2-day rest advantage compared to Toronto, but they haven't played in 4 days. And that matches one of my favorite systems in the NHL. If you're a rested home favorite, if you're a home favorite, you've had 4 days off or more, very simple. This year you are 38-16, 70%, 8% ROI. You also have a rested favorite off a win. So you are a favorite off a win. You've had at least 3 days off. That system is 264-143, 65%. Over the last three seasons here. So that would also match with Boston. The Bruins. Better offense, 3.7 goals a game versus 3.4. Better defense, 2.2 goals a game allowed versus 2.8. And the Bruins are 52-12 as a favorite. They're 31-4-3 at home. So rested, that's the big angle here. And really with lack of line movement, it's the rest versus tired system match. It's the Bruins chasing history. Should be motivated to try to continue to win and play well going to the playoffs. So I'm back in the Bees tonight. Let's go Bruins, minus 155. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Thursday, April 6th. A reminder, with so much going on right now in the sports betting market, we have NHL and NBA winding down the regular seasons, playoffs about to start soon. Baseball, I love grinding it every single day for the next 6 months. So we have baseball in full swing. Of course, we have the Masters coming up. We have our Masters betting guide and great Masters coverage at VSiN.com. And then we do have the NFL draft a little bit later this month. So with a lot going on in the sports betting world, make your life a little bit easier. Lean on VSiN. Help you make some smart bets. Sign up for our free newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Plug in your email, hit submit. You'll wake up to great sports betting coverage every single morning. And then we'd love to have you become a member. For only $10 a month, $9.99 to be exact, you can get our MLB promo here. And you will get, as a pro member, every best bet pick sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day from all the guests and hosts at VSiN. Live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles behind the paywall, all the great DraftKings percentages. And then, of course, at least follow us on Twitter. If you're not going to become a member, I understand. I hope you do. It's well worth it. But at least sign up for the newsletter for free and follow us on Twitter for free. Getting great sports betting updates and content all day. Follow at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Thursday. You can check out the Market Insights pod a little bit later this afternoon. We'll probably have a few more bets here. But enjoy the sweats. And as the wise man of VSiN likes to say, hopefully you can cash some tickets today, because that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone. Have a great day.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.